Several thousand supporters of Venezuela's president chose this day to march through their nation's capital. Some wore paratrooper berets, much like their president, Hugo Chavez, who was an army officer at one time. Yesterday, gunfire erupted when Chavez's opponents held their own march. Protests have paralyzed the country's oil industry for 5 weeks. Correspondent Phil Gunson is in Caracas. Mr. Gunson, is there any sign that President Chavez is gaining any support here?
No, I think the positions are pretty polarized. I don't think probably either side is gaining or probably even losing very much. The positions were fairly set before we started the strike, and if anything, I think they've hardened since then. And there doesn't seem to be any move on the part of either side to back down from the positions they've adopted.
Sounds from here like the protests are becoming a little more violent over time.
Well, there has been violence on and off. Early on in the strike, there was a still unclarified incident in which three protesters were shot dead, apparently by a lone gunman, but there is all sorts of suspicion that he might have had links with one side or the other. And yesterday, as you mentioned, while this opposition march was underway, gunfire broke out, and two people were indeed killed, and another six people hurt by gunfire.
Mr. Gunson, we've seen here and heard here about the gasoline shortage in Venezuela, obviously because the oil industry has been paralyzed by this strike for weeks, which is also affecting oil shipments to the U.S., by the way. What other economic effects are you beginning to see here as this goes on?
Well, as far as shortages goes, it's impossible to get fresh milk in large parts of Caracas and in other parts of the country as well. A lot of people think that the beer shortage, for example, is a lot worse than the gasoline shortage. And also soft drinks. You can't get Coca-Cola or Pepsi. There was a placard held up on the opposition march yesterday that said, Chavez, leave now. I want my Pepsi.
Is this because the strike is spread, because truckers can't get gas, or just because of general chaos spreading here?
It's mainly because of the gasoline situation. The opposition says that it has contingency plans in place to make sure that basic foods get through. But of course, now that the gasoline shortage is really hitting, it's pretty hard for anybody to get gas. So supply shortages are beginning to hit because of that in particular.
How polarized would you say the Venezuelan population is now after enduring this for weeks?
It's virtually impossible right now, I think, to find a neutral observer here. You might find a neutral observer who's a foreigner, but among Venezuelans, and that includes, for example, the press, the business community, when you consider that in the course of this strike, people as varied as merchant navy officers and tax collectors have come out on strike, then you can see that it really is a very widespread protest.
This must be the only thing that people are talking about in restaurants and stores and anywhere else you see them.
If you can actually get into a restaurant, because of course a lot of the restaurants, certainly in the wealthier parts of town, the restaurants tend to be closed down. But yes, it's just about the only topic of conversation. And it's having a pretty bad effect psychologically. I mean, it's easy to joke about it, but there is, I think, a kind of a national depression. Psychiatrists report that lots of people are suffering from mild to severe depression as a result of it. And it's very hard for people to find any diversion, any fun, because the cinemas are closed, there's no baseball, for example.
I guess as you look for some kind of resolution to this, the question might be which side is going to become totally exhausted first.
That's absolutely true. And as I say, it's hard to see either side cracking. The government, of course, is running out of tax revenues. It depends very largely on the oil industry to keep the country going. But almost nothing is coming in. It's almost as if each side has its hands around the other one's neck and they're seeing who passes out first.
Phil Gunson is a correspondent in Caracas, Venezuela. Mr. Gunson, thanks very much.
Thank you.